Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. How Could It Be by Xiomara Rodriguez is a fast-paced mystery crime novel filled with lies, deception, and intrigue, and how it all affects a budding relationship between two long-lost sisters. A senior FBI agent being shot in the precinct's parking lot is only the first shock in Lieutenant Jane Sparks' day. The second is Special Agent Fran Morris, a mirror image of Sparks, an identical twin. After an awkward and confrontational meeting at the hospital, while Agent Morris is in recovery, they decide to put their brilliant minds together to not only determine who shot Agent Morris and why, but also how they were separated at birth. Xiomara is a retired, now retired after working for 20 years for the U.S. Coast Guard, 10 years of which she served as special agent with the Coast Guard Investigative Service, the first Hispanic female in the unit. After retirement, she went on to co-found a nonprofit geared toward helping immigrant women, men, children, victims of domestic violence, violent crimes, and human trafficking in northern Nevada with the help of immigration and referrals so they can stay in the United States and build toward a better life. She has dreamed of being a writer since she was 9 years old, previously published stories and poems in various magazines. Now at 71, she's been married for 40 years, the mother of two outstanding women, grandmother of two, and great-grandmother of five. And Xiomara Rodriguez, author of How Could It Be, our guest on This Week in America. Welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
It is our pleasure, and really fascinated by the story that you tell in the book, How Could It Be? Let's talk about the topic. Where did this idea for the story with identical twins and all of the elements you've got going here, where did this whole idea come from?
You know, it's one of those things at 3 o'clock in the morning that comes to my mind. And it came to my mind, the characters are starting coming up, and I had no choice but to get up and start writing.
You know, it's such an interesting concept. Did any of this come from personal, professional relationships, experiences, any of this, maybe a touch of it in your background that gave you this story?
Well, my background in law enforcement did give me some ideas, but it's all fiction. It's all part of an idea that came at 3 o'clock in the morning and continued until I finish. I've always thought, that it would be interesting to see if something like this could happen. So there we have it.
Well, and from that 3 o'clock in the morning has come this excellent book, Rave Reviews, How Could It Be? Xiomara Rodriguez, our guest and the author. That's Xiomara and Rodriguez. And I'll give you all that as we go through the program. A link, by the way, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. I mentioned that this has been a dream of yours, writing since like 9 years old. Let's go back and talk about why you thought writing was something you wanted to do, and writing and publishing a book. Did you think it was just a dream? Did you ever think it was going to actually happen where you'd have a book with your name on it?
No, I never thought it would happen. Writing for me was a way of getting things out of my chest. You know how a lot of people have diaries and they write what happens every day in their
yes.
diaries? I never did that. I never had a diary. But when things got complicated, when things got hard, when I was happy, when I was sad, I would sit down and I write. I will write poems. I will write stories. And that was the way I got things out of my chest. And gradually, I dreamed that someday, I would be a published author. And at 71, it happened.
Well, congratulations. It's such an amazing story all of these years and all the times you probably thought like, okay, if I'm going to do it, now is the time to do it. Well, at 71, now was the time to do it. You're published. And the book, as I say, receiving rave reviews. How Could It Be? What is the most satisfying thing for you in writing this book? You've touched on so many there, the realization of your dream, your name's attached to the book, you pull it out for the first time and your name is there, and you're a published author now. Is it a combination of all of those that's really satisfying for you when you think about what you've been able to accomplish?
It is very satisfying, everything, but the most satisfying thing was when I showed my book to my great-granddaughter, Sadie, and she looked at it, and she felt like, oh, my God, Nana, that is you. That is your book. I am so happy for you. And I showed my great-granddaughter, and I want to show all the other great-granddaughters and daughters and granddaughters out there that you have to follow your dream. Continue following your dream, no matter how old, how tiresome, go ahead and continue your dream. One day it will come true. It happened to me.
Well, and it's happened to you, it seems like, through your life. Let's go back for a second and talk about being a woman in the U.S. Coast Guard and really a groundbreaking role that you played there. Talk about that. What drew you to the Coast Guard and the fact that you were able to do something no other Hispanic woman has been able to do?
Well, I am from Puerto Rico. And the Coast Guard is very present in Puerto Rico. It's one of the biggest presence in Puerto Rico. I was in the Army ROTC, one of the first females in Army ROTC in Puerto Rico. But I got discharged because I got pregnant. At that time, women were not supposed to be pregnant. I kept telling my commanding officer, it's not a contagious disease, trust me. but women were discharged at the time. And I had my daughter, my oldest daughter, and then I wanted to go back into the service, but all the services were not allowing single females that were mothers, single mothers, to join unless you gave up the custody of your child. I wandered into the Coast Guard because it's right there, the Bay of San Juan. I was right there, and I wandered there. And I met the recruiter, and we talked, and he proposed some things that I really thought about, and he told me the Coast Guard it has many things to give to the community. It's not just a war. It has law enforcement. It has search and rescue. It has environment. It has so many things it could offer the community, and you don't have to give up custody of your child. And I said, okay, where do I sign? He said, well, you got to take a couple of tests first. I took them, I passed, I signed, and on March 17, 1976, I was sworn into the Coast Guard.
It's just an amazing story how this all happened. And talk about the time that you spent in the investigative unit. What was that like? And that's where it was a groundbreaking role, the first Hispanic to be in that position. What was that like? I imagine you could write several books talking about your experiences working with the investigative unit.
Yes. Have you ever seen the show NCIS?
Oh, sure.
Okay. That's the Coast Guard very much like it. They're our sister agency, but because the Coast Guard has so many other things that they do, we have a little bit more of jurisdiction than NCIS. It was interesting. I once again, it was one of those things that, and I have to thank my husband for it. I wanted to do something else, and he said, why don't you go and try to apply for becoming a Coast Guard investigator? And I said, they'll never take me. I said, go apply. I went, I applied, and I took the test that I needed to take and everything, and it happened. It's one of those things that, again, it was the right time, the right moment for things to happen. And yes, I had to every day prove myself more than the rest of the people. I knew that people were looking at me because I was female, I was Latina, I was the oldest. So people were looking at me constantly, and I had to prove myself every single day. But I was one of five women. Every office that I went to, I was the only female, so I had to learn how to work with men in a law enforcement environment, in a mostly men environment. without losing who I was and what I was, you know?
Yes.
And it worked. It was, I had some cases that I cried. I had some cases that I was very angry about. I had some cases that were a little on the funny side, but it made me the person that I am today. I think it helped me create who I am today. And I thank the Coast Guard for it. The Coast Guard gave me my husband, who I love, the love of my life of 40 years. The Coast Guard helped me with my family. The Coast Guard was there in hard times and good times. So I am grateful I was in the Coast Guard.
And I'm sure those experiences all came to back to mind as you were writing this book. How could it be? This is the book that we're talking about by our guest on the program, Xiomara Rodriguez. That's Xiomara Rodriguez, Rodriguez. And you'll find all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you can link on to Amazon and get all of the information there as well. This book is doing so well and has to be so satisfying what you have been able to do with this story. Are you working on another book?
Yes. Doran's just picked up the second book, which is a continuation of this one. And the story continues. That's the title. It is a continuation where we left off on this one. And it takes us through a little bit more until the end, and we find more information. We find more about what has happened to these characters in their lives.
What was it like bringing these characters to life? The identical twin sisters that didn't know the other one existed. What was it like creating these characters? Because they're very relatable. As we're reading the story unfold, we can relate to the characters. How was it developing the characters?
It was fun. It was really fun. I had to make sure that they were different, but alike in some things, the love for law enforcement. I had to think also that one is a San Francisco PD and the other one is FBI. And if you know, there's always conflict between the FBI and the local PD. And now we have two sisters and they're identical and they're twins. And now, how are they going to make sure that they could carry on as sisters with this FBI San Francisco PD thing going on at the same time?
And you do that so well, and you tie this together in reading the reviews. There's a surprise ending, too. If you think you know how it's going to end, don't necessarily think that's the case. You'll find that some twists and turns along the way. And let me ask you about that. As you're writing that, did you know how the ending was going to be, or did that sort of evolve as you were telling the story?
It evolved. As I was telling the story, things started evolving, and things just started happening. And the characters are starting taking a personality of their own. And and then the ending was there, and it was fun. I thought it was a fun end. It's an intriguing ending, I want to say. Not fun, intriguing.
That is exactly, that's the best way to describe it. How could it be? Xiomara is our guest on the program, Rodriguez, book available, Amazon, wherever books are sold. Interesting, and when you look at the lead characters, female, talk about being, it's sort of like you're passing, you had some opportunities, doors open for you, you're going to bring in the women to solve the crime and to figure this all out. How much fun was that, having these strong women as lead characters?
It was fun, and it's important, because I have to say, women could do anything that they want to do and be anything that they want to be. And that's what I want to show my great-grandkids and my granddaughter, my two great-granddaughters and my granddaughter, and any other woman out there, that you could do it. It might be hard, but you could do it. And these two women did not lose their personalities and who they were. They were who they were. And they worked hard at being what they like to be. And they continue to grow in what they wanted to be. And that's what I want a lot of women to understand, that you could do it. It could be done.
And you have done that. Such an inspiration with the writing. Did you ever think that, let's say somebody's out there, maybe like you, that often thought, you know, I'd like to sit down and write, but I'm too old to get started on this now. What encouragement would they give you, shaking your head? What encouragement would you give them to know that's an excuse? That's not a reason. Get started.
Get started. Start. Get a paper and pen, a computer. I used to write everything on paper and pen until I discovered that my handwriting was not getting all that good. So I went into the computer. But get started. Go there. Let your heart dictate your characters and your mind. And just go and do it. Take 5 minutes, an hour every day, and sit down and write. And it doesn't have to be a 500-page book. It could be something short like mine. It doesn't have to be extremely convoluted. It could be something that it could be entertaining. But do it. Don't wait. The longer you wait, you might think the dream will not come true. Go do it. Do it. Do it right now.
What if some people will say, you know what, my life is full now. I've got a lot of activities. Your life is very full. You've got family that you're with. You've got the nonprofit you're working with and helping people that have come through, going through very, very difficult situations in their life. So you've got a full plate and you carved out time to write. That's really not an excuse either, is it?
No, it's not. I wake up every day and I take about half an hour to 45 minutes, maybe sometimes an hour. And I sit at the computer and I put things down on my story. I type it. I don't put, you know, commas and this and that. I just type my thoughts right there. And then I go on with my day. All the things that happen. I have my great grandkids coming in. I have my granddaughter, my grandson, my daughters, my husband, the nonprofit, I have my church, many things, but I take, and that's my time. It is my time with me. The writing is my time with me. And that could be the time that the person out there says, this is my time with me, and just sits down. It doesn't have to be an hour. It could be 10 minutes and sits down and writes something for 10 minutes.
Such important words, because you've done this and you've overcome all of the various excuses that people will give why it's not going to happen. And getting started is interesting as well. You chose a mystery for the first book. Have you always been a fan of mystery? Why did you choose a mystery?
I have always been a fan of mystery. I was one of those kids that read all of Nancy Drew mystery stories. I had them all. And I will sit there after school, and when I was told, do your homework, I will pull up one of her books and read it. There were some that I had marked so many times that it wasn't even funny. They were falling apart. Then when I grew, I got here to the States from Puerto Rico. I got stateside. I discover a writer, and a lot of people are going to laugh. It's Sidney Sheldon. And I loved the way he presented those mysteries. They were fast. They were good. They were intriguing. And I just fell in love with them. I also fell in love with a set of FBI books that talked about the things that the FBI was doing. So, yeah, mystery has been with me forever.
A couple minutes left in the program. If you took a copy of your book and you had the opportunity to give it to someone to read, any idea who you would give the book to, somebody that would be important to you, to like, here's my book, I really appreciate it if you would read this?
I have a list, and you're not going to believe the list. The first person I will send it to would be Justice Sonia Sotomayor. I met her one time just as she had become justice, and she's an amazing woman. So she would be one of the people. Then my idol of all idols, Rita Moreno. I have followed her career. I think she is an amazing woman. She opened the door for so many Latino women, and I love her. There is a character that I have followed in NCIS, Siva David, Cody the Pablo. There is Rizzoli and Isles character, and one of my favorite, Lucy Lawless. So those would be the people I would send them to if I had a chance to do it.
See, I was going
Angie
to
Harmon from Rizzoli and Isles.
I was going to limit it to one. I'll get you a dozen that you can send out to these people because you've got
Oh
a
yes, the list continues, but these are the people that in some way have touched me.
yes.
That I have looked up and said, this is a woman that is opening doors for other women. When you look at Cody DePablo and Siva David in NCIS, she opened the door for the immigrant woman to be able to do the job that I was doing. She represented me in that type of job. When you look at Angie Harmon and you see the work she has done, when you look at Lucy Lawless and Cena, when you look at Rita Moreno, when you look at Justice, Sonia Sotomayor, oh my God, what a woman. And those are the people that we should look at, and as women, as community, as everything.
Those are all very meaningful, powerful women who have done remarkable things and continue to do remarkable things in their lifespan. A very impressive list that you put together. I've got a minute or so left in the program. We've talked a lot about you, the writing career, the book, How Could It Be? Sort of give me an elevator pitch here for the book. If somebody is listening, thinking, you know, I think this has got an intriguing storyline to it. I like mystery. I like suspense. I like a thriller. I think it's all in the book. How Could It Be? Give us the elevator pitch. Why that wish would be fulfilled to find a good mystery book to read.
If you want a fast reading mystery book, that's it. If you're on a flight going somewhere and you need to read something, that's the book to read. It will help you, it will entertain you, it will give you some time to just relax. We have so many things in this world going on, and 45 minutes to 2 hours of reading will really help you. How could it be? It's just the right book for you at the right time, and it will help you.
And coming on to summer with getting our beach books around travel, like you
Yes.
said, airplanes, and I've got a couple of hours here in the airport. A perfect way to enjoyably spend that time rather than being frustrated you're not getting where you think you should be in a proper amount of time. You can relax and escape into the world that Ziomara has created. The book is How Could It Be? Our guest is Ziomara Rodriguez. That's Ximara Rodriguez. Book available. Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on, get all of the information, and buy the book there as well. Ziomara, a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to the sequel. Hopefully, we can talk about that as well. Congratulations on what you've done, all the remarkable accomplishments, capped off now by How Could It Be? Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me in your show, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. And again, all the information on Ziomara's book available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.